I'm a part-time rock star.
What's up? Welcome to the Part-Time Rockstar Podcast, episode 260. I'm your host, Brett Bueller. Today we have on Amanda Grace out of Minnesota. She is a folk slash Americana slash pop rock artist and songwriter. She just released her 8th studio album. It's called Give Me Away, and I featured the title track from it. I also featured a track called The Last Ones, which we talked about on this episode. And if you like either of them, definitely check them out wherever you stream or buy music. Amanda has an often retrospective and rhetorical lyrical style, I would say. She hopes that it will inspire people to believe in themselves even when the world beats you down. But in the interview, we just kind of talked about all her new projects, as well as parenting and balancing long days with creative output, which she's certainly no slouch at. You can definitely check her out on any of the social media platforms and give her a follow there. But regardless, wherever you're tuning in from, thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting local music. We all appreciate it. Hopefully you yourself are doing well out there, kicking ass, booking gigs, taking names, all that sort of stuff. And personal news and notes, I don't have a ton. I think Friday I'm up north near the PA line at the Yellow Barn Tavern out there singing some songs and whatnot. Last few things that I normally mention is that Part-Time Rockstar Productions is going. We have another Spotlight series in April. So if you're interested in that, definitely hit me up or send the page a message. We'll be filming at the Hangar Studio in Columbia, Maryland. And then the next PTR Fest is June 8th, the third annual at Fishhead Cantina. The roster is about to drop here after I drop this episode, so definitely look out for that. And then the sponsor of the show is Truly Strings Guitar Shop, based out of Laurel, Maryland. Without any further ado, we'll get to the conversation with Amanda. The song that you're about to hear is the title track off her album, which is called Give Me Away. I'm a part-time rock star. Sick and tired of working graveyard.
Can I be every little thing that everyone else needs? Can I be every little thing that everyone else needs? Evenly, I give me. That's awesome.
My thing is just the audio for the internet.
Yeah, cool. I hope mine's good enough. We have like some funky Wi-Fi usually because we live in sort of a valleyous, is that a word?
Sounds like
sort
it could
of
be.
It right now at this time of night, yeah, it's a real word. We live in the valley, and so our Wi-Fi is usually crap.
That's cool. Well, as long as you're not, driving or walking through the store or the streets of Manhattan, usually it seems to work pretty well.
Good.
So you're already ahead of the game there compared to some people. But, like I was saying, my name's Brett. And honestly, I don't quite know how it got this far as far as this podcast goes, but it kind of, it's been going along, been humming along.
That's
and,
cool.
Kind of become a passion project of mine of sorts. And
it's really cool.
I don't actually know how I came across your stuff, but I say that.
That's okay.
I say that.
It's okay. I appreciate the honesty, actually. There's just so much music out there that, and so much amazing music, if we're being honest. I mean, it's pretty crazy. It's just, there's a lot of talent and a lot of people that can, they have the time to noodle around and, put stuff out, it's just cool.
Yeah. I like to say, I think we're living in a renaissance of sorts for sure. Especially for music, but art in general, more accessible, easier to produce, put out. It's cheaper than ever too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, usually I'm just snooping around on Instagram. It's kind of my hunting ground, I guess. People either hit me up there or I find them or something.
Yeah, I think it might have been on Instagram. I feel like it was. And I don't remember if it was like a follow thing or I can't remember. I just, the last few months have been just a blur for me. So,
I mean,
for everybody, cool. But.
Yeah. A lot of times, too, I just like look at a different area, maybe that I don't like know anything about. I'll just follow some people there and just see what happens, you know.
Yeah. Then you come see the area and find out all the cool things that you can do in our valleys.
Yeah.
City.
You said it was Central time. Is it, I forgot where you said you were. Was it Wisconsin?
Yeah. So, no, southeastern Minnesota. So, okay. A river town, actually. And it's, I think it's, that's like the main reason we stay here is because of all the cool things that you can do. And over time, you know, we've just gotten into more and more recreational things that just keep it from being boring, I guess. So,
yeah.
That's probably the reason we stay. I mean, we can move to Minneapolis and have more of a nightlife, but I can't even make it to events like outside of my music when I have all tons of stuff going on, even in my little town. Like, so we joke about, right? Could probably wouldn't go anywhere in the city either. Like, I don't know. You have to get your tickets and kick yourself out the door. But
yeah,
I think
fair.
When you're performing too and you're doing all this stuff, it's you actually have to prioritize your health and all that stuff as well. So
for sure. I think I gathered from your lyrics that you are a parent.
Yeah. Yep. I am a parent of 4. You can believe that.
There you go. So yeah, you're definitely not going too far.
No. But. And I like to do stuff. I mean, I'm trying to, just depending on life and stuff, but I like to be like a little support coach in a few different things. We had some medical changes to one of our kiddos' lives this fall. So I'm not doing as much as I normally would like to do, but you know, I used to do like mountain bike coaching and stuff, and I hope to get back into that, which is the beginners is fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so, yeah, it's really fun. And just to see kids, you know, kind of develop on their own is really awesome, you know?
Yeah. Did you have kids when you first started putting out music in what looks to be 2012?
So my first album was 2010, I think.
Okay.
I don't even know. That one might not be on Spotify because I think I pulled one or two of them off of few of the streaming services because I was messing up with the rhythms a lot. But now it feels like, especially as of late, I have heard more and more artists just going that kind of this genreless thing that I've been doing since 2010. And that's been pretty cool. But yeah, my first album was for kids. It was made in memory of my nephew, Bryce, who was diagnosed with leukemia when he was 8. And then my sister, and I basically like was the last person in the room to talk to him and to sing to him. And he kind of died while I was singing. It was really kind of a memorable / traumatic experience. And then, so I think my husband and I decided to launch a children's CD after that, sort of in his memory. And our oldest, who is now 18, was actually like a toddler and he was singing on it a few times. So we got to capture his little voice. Yeah. And now he's doing all kinds of cool things with his life that's about to blow up. So, you know, it's just crazy. Yeah. And then as of, you know, for February 14th, I just put out my 8th album. So it's pretty amazing to look back and you're like, this is where all of these little stories are, you know, woven into those songs. I remember singing them here and, you know, your memories are kind of tied to them too. So
that's really cool. I'm probably going to harp on the parental thing a little bit more than I would. Well, I just don't have a ton of people on, a ton of guests on who have kids, I feel like.
Yeah.
I'd say it's like...
Go for it.
Maybe 10 or 15%, but, you know, if they do, I feel like that's even more unique and interesting in, you know, hopefully to who's listening as well, just to kind of see how you balance all that and how it interplays with the music and all that stuff. Because, like, I was reading some of your lyrics, which I do appreciate you sending over. When people do that, it definitely kind of helps me, like, I feel like almost get a better feel for the music.
Well, you didn't have a whole lot of time to look at them. I don't know.
I read them all before we hopped on here. So that's
cool. That's amazing.
I didn't have a chance to play the whole album all the way through, but I picked up, you know, some select favorites there and stuff.
Oh, great. Oh, that's awesome.
And you'll have to forgive me for generically making a comment about the show, This Is Us. But I do it because, A, I really like the show, and it's actually inspired a song of my own. And B, you kind of already give me like that Mandy Moore kind of vibe.
Oh, really? That's cool.
I don't know if you've seen the show or not, but she also, obviously, in it, is kind of doing her thing, musically, at least in one of the seasons.
I love it. Yeah, no, and I just, I think just being creative in as many ways as that I can keep doing all, and I just do a lot of weird things creatively, just boom, just very, I'm very time blocked, actually.
Yeah, I would imagine you probably got to be a little regimented, a little strategic, to say the least. I don't personally know. I don't personally know what it's like, but I feel like for sure you gotta, in a way though, in like a good way, it probably means like when you do get creative time, whether it's music or anything, like you know, you have to prioritize it more. So maybe you get more done. Yeah,
for sure.
I think some of those of us that are out there with too much time on our hands, maybe, you know, waste it.
Yeah, it's weird. And I think I remember talking to, and actually never had him as a professor because he was at a different college down the road from where I live. But he used to do some like recording for me and little things. Like I was writing some classical stuff, like kind of like when I was a kid, that's kind of how I was writing, was really classical sounding.
Yeah.
And I never composed it. I'd like to someday get into that where I just put out like classic, like some of those little pieces for piano, because I think it'd be fun. None of them are going to be super profound or anything, but I used to do that a lot when I was younger and I had more time. But I remember him saying, you know, don't worry about being stressed out. You got a couple of kids, blah blah. You know, you just do become more efficient with your time.
Yeah,
and I would say that's true, because when you get that little window, you know, bam, you run to the studio, or you run to your notebook or whatever, you know, whatever your thing is. I also do voiceovers. So sometimes I just bomb into this. I finally got myself my own studio. It's just, I'm so thrilled to have my own space in the house. Yeah. And like I have a little do not disturb sign on my door.
That's cool.
You know, it's the small things that make it fun, you know? So definitely would add that. I'm way more like when I have that time, and I'm had better boundaries too, and telling the kids they're older now. So I just feel like I need this much time in the morning when they're first awake. If they're not out of their rooms, I'll run to the studio and blast out a bunch of auditions.
Nice.
Or like record them and then mix them and master them, or mix them and send them later.
Yeah.
Because that's an efficiency thing, you know, later in the day, the house is going to be loud, you know, so.
Yeah, it's
little
cool.
Tricks or whatever, you know, you figure out.
And I guess they let you do this tonight too, which is cool.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, let me know. I usually try to keep them 30, 40 minutes, like tops. So
Yeah, I didn't know if we were using this stuff or not, so I was rambling a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I like to use this stuff because this is the real stuff, you know? This is what I feel like people want to hear. Like, I feel like, you know, like I said, you kind of, you do embody the ethos of this podcast for sure. Maybe more so than some.
Oh, that's awesome. So, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's cool. It's the way I just, you know, spend some nights just talking to random people on the internet. But like I said, it's just kind of fun.
Right. No, it's awesome.
And hopefully make a few new friends. The only person I think I know in your neck of the woods is, I think I know a couple people in Wisconsin, and that's kind of because I play hockey. So I am a Caps fan, but, you know.
Ah, cool. Yeah, who are your, I mean, like, do you come here for games or to support or to watch or anything?
Actually, I think I have not yet, personally. We've been trying to play pond hockey there for, like, a number of years and haven't quite made it out there. Although my brother did, I think, a couple years ago, and he went to a Wild game, which was cool.
Yeah, my niece and sister go to as many Wild games as they can. I've only been to, I think, two Wild games. It's been a few years, but yeah. They also have do a music thing, too, and I've been meaning to get that gig, but it's all about timing and remembering when to reach out or whatever. So one of these years.
Yeah. Just keep barking up the trees. That's what I do.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm trying to get better organized and learn from other people, like, how to strategize it all. So you just got to have a lot of spreadsheets or lists or something.
Yeah.
Reminders, right. I guess.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And yeah, I guess you were saying too that the great outdoors is or was a big part of your life, I guess, right? Being out there and mountain biking and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's a big deal. I just think that's a mental health thing, physical health thing. You know, no matter what, we always have just a general rule, unless you're sick, you're going to get some exercise every day. I just say, you know, depression is real and seasonal depression is real and all that stuff is more likely to get after you if you're kind of need to wear yourself out every day. You got to go, you know, and being under the trees is therapeutic. So I don't care if we walk or hike or bike or run or, you know, go to the dog park or whatever. There's just endless things there's so much to do, like in especially where I live. There's just so many things I don't even dive into, but so much. So it's pretty cool.
That's good to hear, because when I think of Minnesota, I think of cold. And I definitely get the seasonal depression. And I imagine being trapped in a house or something, which just sounds terrible. But it sounds like that's not necessarily the case in your world. So that's good.
No. When we decided we were going to, actually, Winona is about 10 degrees warmer than in the rest of the state.
Okay.
And so the city stole my idea and they use it in their marketing now, but they call it the Miami of Minnesota. And I swear I was saying that like 10 years ago. Anyway, it's fine. They can. Yeah. I know who really wrote the idea, but it is. It's really actually quite warm here, and so we haven't had any snow this year, and so it's been very weird. Or not, I shouldn't say any, but a very, very small amount at the beginning of the year. Our area ski hill was able to keep open by moving and create. Yeah. You know, I don't know if they made enough, a little bit of snow, but they stayed open till last weekend, and we were downhill skiing, you know, usually on Sundays once a week. So that was cool. And just gets everybody outside and, you know.
Yeah.
It's the appearance, some time to be talking to other adults, which is always healthy.
Yeah. I guess you can get a little trapped, I would imagine. But
yeah.
It's the nature of the thing.
Okay. But sure.
But yeah, I figured we should probably talk a little bit about the new album or an old album,
right?
Whatever you want, but usually it's the latest and greatest is the thing we're here for. And yeah, which by the way, you are definitely pumping out some albums. So there's a lot to go off of. But yeah, I figured I'd just kind of see what your feeling is on this one. I could ask some broad questions or some specific ones since I got the lyrics handy. But
yeah, I'm cool with whatever.
But since you got the latest single, which has a video and stuff, I figured we'd just start there. The Give Me Away track, I think if people hear it, they could relate to it for sure.
Thanks. I appreciate that a lot.
But yeah, I mean, it's a cool premise for a song. I'll definitely try to slap it on this episode here. But I figured if you wanted to talk a little bit about it and just kind of give people a little bit of a lowdown on how you wrote it, where it came from, and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I don't remember specifically having this day where all of a sudden I was like, I'm going to write an album called Give Me Away or a song.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I might have come up with the... the hook or, the melody, give me away. I might have come up with that first and then kind of just started probably jamming on some chords and I think I came up with sort of the melody line first and didn't necessarily have the depths of the lyrics of what I wanted to say in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember having to do some real elbow grease with this song because I wanted it to be really good. I wanted it to be concise and kind of say a mouthful, really has a lot of ideas in it. And I think it's really where I'm at as an artist too. I didn't actually like the song very much when I wrote it. I'm really quite tough on myself. I don't know. I'm peculiar on the way that I look at my songs. I'm relieved when other people like them, but I brought it to, I worked with a producer in the cities on this one. And it's been a long time since I've done a full project with the producer, like in a studio driving, this is the first thing where I took 2 or 3 days at a time. And it really happened at a lucky time in our family's life too, because we had some real challenges in the fall that really I probably wouldn't have been able to do it. With just the time and stress of being away for that. But I was able to do that. And then he just was like, I brought the song up probably 2/3 way through the project. And I think he knew, this was the concept, but he was really like, this is your best song. I really think it's going to be cool. And then, with the Stella guitar and all that extra little, it just became this unique little thing. And it's really just that concept that, we all have so many little things that we do that we kind of think are insignificant or meaningless, or they're not really, there's no road to glory, staying up and taking care of a baby, or which I haven't for years, but there's nothing like, you don't get an award for this, like being a good parent or, supporting your spouse or, being a good partner. It's just all quiet, little quiet things. Or you don't get so many people that do so many things, even in their jobs that are just so mundane, and or the words you say, some little phrase or something you might say to someone could end up spinning their whole day.
Yeah.
So in a positive way, instead of, being the person that brings them down, So I think that's kind of the concept of it, is just, just constantly taking what we have inside of ourselves and just throwing it out, just keep getting it. That's not throwing it out in a bad way, but just, giving it away, whether that's art, music, a kind word, whatever it is, I think that's all of us are meant to do that. And I think we build each other up in a positive way and the next generation as well, because they've got it pretty tough,
Yeah, sure.
They just have a different, they have so much, they're growing up so differently than I did.
Yeah. I can't even begin to think about the internet and how that's messing with them. And unfortunately, technology is evolving faster than the human brain is currently. So,
yeah.
But to touch on your idea of getting meaning out of the meaningless, to me, that's a lot of times that's like the crux of art. You know, I think the best synopsis is a poem that's like, to see a world in a grain of sand, and heaven in a wildflower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand, and eternity in an hour. That's like exactly what I think every songwriter wants to do, is like kind of capture that little spark. And I think that, lyrically, you have some of that going on, which is cool. I mean, each individual line, I could kind of bring out and ask you its own question, because rhetorically speaking, you are asking questions in the song.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I think I'm wondering about all these things. Yeah.
Can I find a prophet when they've all been killed? It's nice. You know?
Thank you.
And then, like, I guess, Lost My Place, but the last ones. That's a cool song.
Yeah, that well. One has got a cool story too, kind of.
Yeah, which is?
It's, again, another song that I was like, just wrote it really fast. I don't really remember writing or spending a lot of time on it, but I brought it to my producer and I was like, well, I think this is a good song in the sense that it has if people, get what I'm writing about, I think it's what I'm trying to say is just this whole concept that, we all move away from the things that we need, and that's simplicity and time to play. It's just, this efficiency culture kind of, drive. And I'm guilty of it just as much as anyone else. But it's this idea that, we all need somebody to pull us off the couch when we're down, or we're just, maybe we're obsessed with our screens, or we're obsessed with this thing. And so it ended up being like, want to be the last ones. We want to be the ones that are, persisting in being the person that helps each other, I guess.
Yeah. And it seems like, you're writing a lot, maybe for your kids too, right? To kind of inspire them a little bit.
I hope that I do. And I have teenagers and like middle schooler-ish kids. So this is the first album that they've really said that this is what that they're really proud of, this album.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys have a song and the girls have a song, kind of. So that I've said, is this sort of the one I think about you guys when I wrote it or put it out there? And so they kind of feel, that a special attachment to a song.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I don't remember per se saying I'm going to write this for my kids, which sounds sad, but the song that I think about for my boys is the one that probably people wouldn't think of, but it's the Love Yourself song, which has had a lot of positive feedback. People have emailed me, texted me, just this, that. It's sort of an ongoing battle, because you don't just achieve it. Like, I love myself now. Think that you're done with, the mental battles of when you're feeling down and stuff. So, or when there's people accusing you of things that you don't feel are true to your character.
Yeah.
It's a constant battle. So there's definitely been some stuff that I'm really happy that that they're happy. But I also know that you can't make your kids happy either all the time. So you got to just do what's in here, and you just hope that I mainly just try not to embarrass them now.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm really loud, and so that's a whole nother thing. Then people know who you are, and then they start talking to you. And
yeah, not everybody's mom's living the part-time rock star life. So,
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
That's cool. Because, yeah, like intuitively reading your lyrics, I was just thinking, like, mostly you're probably, it starts where you're talking to yourself, right? You're talking, like, just, you know, try to have positive self-talk and, like, motivate yourself and do all the things you're trying to do. But then, obviously, then you got to, like, transmute that a little bit into telling them kind of the same thing you're trying to tell yourself, right? And then that maybe comes out the same, or it comes out different, or it comes out, like, in a song.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we do. We do talk a lot about a lot of these things, but also just too, like, you're not going to, and everyone's not going to like you all the time, you know, for you doing your really important work. Usually you're going to, that be the thing that nobody understands.
Yeah.
I think even in my own life, had I been a little more courageous to listen to my inner self, I probably would have been farther than I was, but I also had to take my own time in my own journey and, you know, kind of go through my own path before, as I kept releasing this stuff through the years. So.
Yeah. Are there any practices that you found that, like, help nurture that inner thing and make it?
Yeah. For sure. I mean, daily, I'm a person of prayer, and I don't necessarily attribute anything to a specific church or anything like that, but I am a person of faith, and I think that's important, but I'm more on my own path for it versus trying to convince others to do that. If my kids were all like, they don't want to believe or they don't want to do this thing, I'd be like, well, just, you know, find your way. Like, I'm going to live my example to you. Every morning I have a coffee maker. We have a coffee maker in our bedroom. So I don't really talk to anybody.
That's kind of smart.
That's my secret parenting tip right there. Keep it, it goes off by itself. I literally wake up, pour the coffee, go sit by my window.
That's cool.
My husband and I are very supportive of each other getting time to ourselves each day. So even if it's not always great, because sometimes you're too tired to enjoy that hour, but usually we're pretty good about trading off on caring for the kids and then getting something, you know, for ourselves, whether that's usually it's exercise, but sometimes it's like to take a bath. You know, by yourself where there's nobody knocking on the door and bugging you. It's the small things, you know, really, truly, that make it all work. So that exercise, and that, those are probably my two. And taking, like, trying to be aware of, like, when you need to take breaks, even through the day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes just taking 5 to 10 minutes and resetting and just feeling like I'm burnt out right now. I need to take a minute, and then just breaking rather than pushing all the way through is smart for me. Because I have sometimes 12 to 15 hour days between, you know, parenting, working at home, and then gigging at night sometimes, or rehearsing.
Yeah.
So they're very long days. And then if I'm traveling too, that's like, there's just no, I didn't even know a person could be as tired as I felt. I have a lot of, I mean, I feel like I've always been a really intense person as far as energy. And so I'm very self-motivated, and I don't that's not everybody's cup of tea. A lot of people wouldn't want to do what I've done. I've probably worked 60 hours at the beginning, like when I was doing all the things. I wouldn't say I still do 60, but I still work a lot. Where I'm doing something every second almost.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I have worked very, very long shifts in my tenure as a medic and firefighter and whatnot. And when I realized that, like, your brainwaves change when you close your eyes, basically we have like you know, the long waves when you sleep and then the high frequency waves while you're conscious. But there's like the middle ground waves, like the theta, the theta state. And all you gotta do is close your eyes and just kind of like, it's not even a nap, not even a power nap. You can do it like standing up and just take.
Oh, I love that.
Like take a few minutes. Your brain kind of goes into like a small mini reset. And like when you're really, when you're really getting grinded into the sand, like you can do that and kind of get like a little reset, like a little boost.
That's so real. Yeah, I call those brain breaks. I make my kids do them. I was like, you don't have to, they're older now, but you know when there's a part of the day where they're just about to fall apart.
And
you just say, go take a brain break for, you know, 10, 20 minutes. You don't have to sleep. Just go, go just sit in your beanbag chair. And I'm like, why doesn't someone tell me to go do that? Like, wish somebody would tell me, go take a nap. I'm like, sure I will. So, but that's awesome. I didn't know that was the technical thing that happened, but I fully agree and support that advertisement.
Hell yeah, yeah. Oh, only problem is we haven't caught up to the Spanish culture, who just shut down at 2 p.m. and everyone just takes a nap. That's the way.
So smart.
That's the way it should be.
It like, should be that everywhere.
I don't know why.
We do live. Yeah, I feel like we're at my house. We're way more European than we are like the American culture. We definitely are, and so we struggle with a lot of the some of the intense sports mentality that is very prevalent, and so we kind of have our own way of doing things, and you know, people can argue for or against it, but you know, most of the research I've read would support a more balanced life and teaching kids to find that, you know.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds like doing a good job. So that's cool. Obviously, I think you can see in your window, our time is winding down here a little bit. But I just wanted to say I appreciate you hopping on a little bit spontaneously. You had a drop tonight, so I figured, you know, see if you could hop on. And it's been a cool conversation, and you're always welcome back, considering that it doesn't seem like you're going to stop anytime soon.
I hope not. I hope I can get the help I need to keep going. It's a buttload of work, but, you know, I do believe in what I'm doing. So I really appreciate you taking the time and reaching out. And it's been great. It's been great getting to know you.
Yeah, likewise. It's fun. I'm ever in this neck of the woods. I'll have to let you know if I'm out there playing pond hockey or something.
But... yeah, you better holler for sure. Well, it's taking mountain biking.
Awesome. So, yeah, I'm probably going to put Give Me Away on here, and then maybe the last one since we talked about this. And then did you have any shows that you should mention? I mean, this may not come out till April, to be honest, but...
Okay, so I have a show on April 5th in St. Paul. I don't know if any of your listeners are going to... be coming out to St. Paul, but it should be on the website too, but if you want me to text you or email you, I can send you the specific details so you don't have to dig. But it's on Friday, April 5th at a place called KJ's Hideaway.
Okay.
Sort of a speakeasy venue. It's a pretty cool place, and I'm playing with a girl named Sarah Morris is going to open, and I think I'll have a band there that night. It'll be kind of a combination of some of my older music. I'm going to play some on the piano too, which is really fun because they have a nice piano.
Nice.
And then they'll bring the band up for more of the rock kind of stuff.
Oh yeah. I forgot to ask if you had a pull band. So that's cool.
Yeah. I just actually, a lot of times we'll just grab players from the cities that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
So that, not to say I have players in every city or thing, but I just have a list of people and send them the stuff. We don't really rehearse. We just kind of show up and play. And with the coolness of the interwebs, you know, they can listen to everything. I can send them like a Google folder with all the stuff in it. And then we show up and play.
Right on. That's cool.
It's kind of living dangerously, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I call it farm system personally.
Yeah.
So that's what I compare it to sports, you know.
Yeah.
We got a deep bench. So
yeah. So that's good. That's good. I'm gonna start saying that.
It's the way of the road sometimes, but yeah.
And then.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully people do listen in your neck of the woods. The way I like to imagine these is that we share audiences, because obviously, hopefully, you know, you have a few fans on the internet or a few parents to talk to who tune in on the way to hockey practice or something like that. So
that'd be awesome. Yeah, I'll grab, once you have it all set, I'll throw it in my newsletter. I have a pretty big following in my newsletter. My Facebook page got hacked.
Oh, damn.
my Instagram page got hacked too, but I'm trying to get that back. It's been kind of a mess. I'm still posting through there, but I guess somebody's running ads telling everybody that I'm telling them to lose weight through these different products.
Damn. All right.
Yeah. Well, it's a story of social media.
All right, well, this is about to kick us off, so I'll email you if I have any questions, but it's
awesome.
It was fun, and I'll get you the episode back once it's edited.
So, yeah, if you made it this far, thanks for listening. The song that you're hearing in the background is called The Last Ones by Amanda Grace.
Life can be so hard and heavy, all the things we're supposed to do, all the problems we live through. Wanna change it up? Need to watch it all go up as I pull away, and then have to do this time again. My friend, my friend, my friend. We will be the last ones to give in. Yeah, it's time for us to live. Wanna be like kids again. We will be the ones outside your door. One to give in. Oh, it's time for you to live. Try to be a kid again.